Well, good day to you and welcome to a special edition of the LifePoint Drivecast. My name's Steve Clifton and I'm the Connections Director at the LifePoint Lewis Center campus. Joined here today by Jared Jackson, one of the Connections Directors at the Westerville campus.
Thanks, Steve. We thought we'd give Jeff the day off here on the last day of January and spend some time talking about our Connections team, show them some love, and talk about how we approach serving through a lens of excellence.
Thanks, Jared. Today we're going to be reading from 1 Peter 4, where the Apostle Peter is imploring the early church to use their gifts faithfully as stewards of God. Jared, you got that?
That's right, Steve. It says in verses 8 through 11, "Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each of us has received a gift, use it to serve one another. As good stewards of God's varied grace, whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen."
So we're talking about serving with excellence, and serving with excellence by the strength that God supplies us with, it's of the utmost importance to our life teams, including the Connections team. We're representing the Almighty King, so even more so because of that, we should be striving to be excellent in all that we do. For Connection specifically, we believe excellence is never more evident than when someone experiences a church like LifePoint for the first time. Research actually tells us that someone will make a decision on whether they will return to a church they visit for the first time within just the first 7 minutes.
That's right, Steve. So let's think about that just for a second. That's before they hear the music, the message, or get feedback from their kids or relatives about how things went. This means that first impressions are so critical. They begin in the parking lot, they carry through the entry doors and into the kids' check-in and classroom areas, at the coffee stations, and into the auditorium as they look to find a seat and a welcoming face.
What's awesome is that, you know, our Connections teams at all of our campuses, they really understand, they get this. They take it very seriously, and we hear regular feedback about how we're able to make those great first impressions. Here's an email we received from a recent attendee. Quote, "Our good friends and neighbors in Powell visited LifePoint on Sunday. They're recently married, looking for a new church to call their own. The wife's first comment to me after service was, 'Wow, they make you feel like a celebrity.' She went on to share that from being given a preferred parking spot to the welcome at the door, they felt like it was very special. Way to make a great first impression. They plan to return. Thanks to you and your team for making coming to church such a pleasant experience for guests and members. It is noticed and appreciated."
So, for the month of February, we will be spotlighting our Connections team. Not only that, we are taking further steps to improve our service excellence by rebranding the team to align even more closely with the overall LifePoint brand. We want to feel like one big team when a guest arrives. We won't spoil the surprise for you just yet, but we would love for you to recognize this big change by thanking a Connections team member when you see them.
Obviously, we're talking about serving with excellence, but that doesn't just pertain to serving inside the church building. It really applies to everyday life. Think about how you have and I have serving opportunities every day at work or in our neighborhood or with our spouse or with our kids. Really, serving opportunities are everywhere, and Jesus demonstrated the greatest model for servant leadership. So as we wrap up the Drivecast, I'll ask you to think about how you're representing the Almighty King and how you serve. Let's pray together. God, you are so big, so awesome, so wonderful. You're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of our praise through our service. Lord, I pray that we would serve you with a posture of praise, knowing that you are the Almighty King. Pray that we would serve you with all that we have, that we would strive for excellence, not because we believe we get anything in return, but because you already deserve it, because you've already given us so much. I pray that we would serve you and honor you and bring you glory in all that we do. I pray that we would serve you with our families and our workplaces and our neighborhoods, everywhere we go, and that we would serve you in order to point people to you as they see you working through us. Now, take a minute and pray for yourselves and consider your own posture of service.
Well, that's it today, folks. Thanks for joining us on this special edition of the Friday Drivecast. Please plan to join us at one of our worship gatherings this Sunday in Lewis Center, Westerville, Delaware, or Mount Vernon, where we encourage you to thank a Connections team member, and we hope to see you again Monday on LifePoint Drivecast.